Alrighty, so today I've tagged this little message, When Expectations Meet a Different Reality. sounds like life, right? So it's Palm Sunday, beginning of Holy Week, a week filled with lots of incredible moments that changed the course of history, as we know. And today I want us to kind of pause a little bit and reflect, not just what happened as Jesus entered Jerusalem, but you know, what that reveals to us today, about our expectations and the unexpected beauty of who Jesus is. The text is from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, and a few verses from verse 12, and I'll just read that to you now. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples, well, they didn't understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. God, I just commit this moment to you, that your Spirit would speak to us, encourage us, and challenge us. That you would have your way in our hearts and in our minds today, in Jesus' name. Amen. So there's lots going on in these few verses. Jesus' entry back into Jerusalem. The streets are full, there's a buzz and excitement, but there's also some tension. There's a whole bunch of expectations in the room that are all very, very different. And most of them go unmet. The crowds, they're waving the palm leaves, branches. "Hosanna, save us." They want a king who's going to come and free them from Roman oppression. That's their expectation. The religious leaders, they're watching quite suspiciously and fearful, expecting disruption, possible threat, maybe even rebellion. The Romans are on high alert. King? King of Israel? Expecting a possible uprising, a coup? Expecting a king that the crowd is proclaiming? And the disciples, I mean, they're following Jesus, but they don't really have a clue. You know, the text says that. They didn't really understand what was going on in this moment. And their expectations, I reckon, were pretty mixed. They probably expected more miracles, popularity, position, power, promise, a savior, a king, a conquest. They didn't expect that their master was walking the pathway that would lead him to his death and his resurrection. Expectations. Then, expectations now. We all come with expectations. We have expectations of God. We have expectations of church. We have expectations of our faith, of our pastors. High ones, Dave. Of each other. Of life. And even expectations of ourselves. We expect God to answer our prayers a certain way, to give us what we want. Instead, we get what we need. Unexpected. We expect leaders to never fail us, to respond in certain ways. We expect churches to meet our needs, not get it wrong. We expect faith to protect us from hardship and suffering. We have expectations of ourselves as well. some quite unrealistic and unfair. And here's what we notice around expectation. Here's the tension. When expectations go unmet, it leads to three things: disappointment, frustration, or anger. You see it in the crowds, you see it in the religious leaders, and you even see it in the disciples. The disappointment, the frustration, the anger, to the extent of, we need to nail Jesus to a cross. You know, as Richard Rohr says, when we don't transform it, we transmit it. Our disappointment, our frustration, and even our anger, if we don't transform it, we transmit it to others. It spills over into our relationships. Jesus, I reckon, is the master of the unexpected. When you read his story, the narrative of his life, over and over again, he did not meet people's expectations. Not because he failed, but because he was doing something deeper, something better, something different. He constantly surprised people and constantly surprises me by what he says, how he responds, who he stands for. I mean, he didn't overthrow Rome. He overthrew the power of darkness and the impacts of sin and death, and that was unexpected. He didn't rise to political fame as many wanted him to or expected him to, but he did rise from the grave. He didn't come to punish, he came to pardon, to set free. And he doesn't only heal the outward, he heals the heart. He lifted up women. He embraced the marginalized. He healed the broken, sat with sinners, defended the accused. And he does the same today. Entering into our world, not to meet all our wants or expectations, but to fulfill our deepest needs. He is the unexpected Transformer. Palm Sunday invites us to ask some honest questions. What are my unspoken or unmet expectations of God? What are my unspoken or unmet expectations of faith, of church, of others? Where am I feeling disappointment or frustration because those frustrations have gone unmet? And what am I doing with that? Jesus invites us to lay them down. To lay down our assumptions, our plans, our need for control and say, Jesus, come in your way, not mine. Come as you truly are, not as I expect you to be. Come unexpectedly and transform that into something beautiful and spectacular. Where might Jesus be inviting you to release an expectation and make room for him to come in a way that is unexpected and beautiful? And it's interesting, I read a statistic that said over 85% of people's expectations are invalid and unmet. That's a lot. There's a lot of expectations flying around out there that we have of a whole range of different things and relationships and people and you name it. And we're seeing the reality of that in our world today. Palm Sunday was a special moment many, many, many years ago. But I also believe it's a reminder of what Jesus wants to continue to do in and through us today. Not always as we imagine or expect. Rarely on our timeline. It's one thing I've noticed. You know, if I was God, it would have been done yesterday. Often in a way that we don't expect or sometimes least expect. But always what we need if we let Him. So my encouragement to us today is to be open to the King who comes riding humbly into the mess and complexity of our lives. Be open to a Savior who offers peace, not political power. He doesn't come to give us our expectations. He comes to give us Himself. Open to Jesus who chooses a cross, not a crown. Who rides a donkey into Jerusalem to fulfill the desire of His Father so that we could be saved and in relationship with Him. I just want you to sit for a moment. In a minute we're going to share in communion together. As we do that, I want to encourage you to bring your unmet or unspoken expectations to Christ, to lay them down, to surrender them. And maybe there's a need for you to give over some frustration, or some disappointment, or some anger, or some hurt. Or sometimes it's like giving over some confusion. We need clarity. What are you doing, God? It doesn't make sense to me, but I trust you. And be open to a King who comes riding humbly into the mess and chaos, complexity of our world, our lives, to bring hope and love, to bring certainty in who He is as our rock. So I want you to sit in His presence for a couple of minutes. You know, as I've reflected on this past week, I recognize many expectations that I've had of people, environments, moments, outcomes, conversations, responses to text messages and emails, a whole bunch of expectations that I've had that have been unmet. And my emotion of frustration or disappointment, and surrendering that to God so that it doesn't spill over and begin to transmit that to the people around me and the people that I love. So let's sit for a moment of reflection. Where might Jesus be inviting you today to release an expectation? To make room for Him to come in a way that's unexpected but beautiful? Jesus, we invite you into this moment. Not the Jesus of our limited expectations, but the true Jesus, the unexpected, humble, yet incredible, glorious King. Help us lay down our disappointments or our assumptions, our control, and teach us to trust you, even when your way looks different to ours. Hosanna, save us, lead us, and change us. Transform us in Jesus' name. Let's invite you to come, take communion, the bread, the juice that so simply remind us of what Jesus was walking into. What he's done for us so that we could be free and at peace and alive. So as you come, just grab the bread and the juice, take it back to your seat in your own time. Just take the bread, take the juice. Surrender yourself afresh to your Savior and King this morning.